awesome to hear everyone's strong voices worshiping the Lord this morning. I don't know if I've heard it that worship that strong since I've been coming here. It was beautiful, and I can tell you it was a sweet sound entering God's ears hearing that. In 1 Corinthians 10:31, the Apostle Paul reminds those he is addressing a bit on what worship is. He stated, "Therefore, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." Sorry, I'm a little bit congested this morning. The Lord has taken me on quite the adventure for nearly 9 years now. In fact, in October, it'll be 9 years, which is how long I've been steadfast and faithful in my walk with Him. As a child in church, I was awkwardly put on stage as entertainment at the small Pentecostal church I often attended, pastored by family friends. I knew I loved singing about Jesus while I attended Mount Carmel Baptist Church, to where I rode the Sunday school bus alone for a couple of years from ages 9 to 11. I didn't know much about church per se, but I did have Jesus in my heart. Unfortunately, my parents did not. So my understanding of the word was limited, and my childhood was marred with various types of abuse and victimization. Then at age 14, I came to the conclusion that Jesus did not love me. If he did, why was he allowing such awful stuff to happen to me? For approximately 20 years, I lived a life very far from God and forgot about Jesus' place in my heart. I lived a life void of purpose, laden with immorality, until about age 35. I had been a gifted child who thrived academically as well as in the performing arts and writing, but those gifts from God's were turned into a tool of the enemy over time. I struggled with horrible performance anxiety anytime I opened my mouth to sing in public or even during a voice lesson. What words I penned, I was often embarrassed by due to the dark context. Around age 33, my life began to fall apart. I lost virtually everything I'd worked hard for, self-esteem, employment, and love, and found myself for the first time fumbling through life. Ironically, during that same period, my desire to write with good intention and purpose was miraculously restored, as was my gift of storytelling. In October of 2009, at the lowest point of my life, emotionally, spiritually, and financially, God used a series of tragic events in the life of a longtime friend who had given her life to Christ 10 years prior to bring me back into the fold. Not only did Jesus win me back out of nowhere, he had prepared in advance my first divine assignment, co-authoring a book with this very same friend. I'm not kidding. God literally moved mountains to prepare the way for me to both begin the project and restore my life to him in the same week. 2 years in the wilderness with the Lord and Mary Pat Jones, a teacher of the word, instilled much wisdom of the Holy Bible and passion to live my life fully for the kingdom. I discovered my purpose in the book of the prophet Isaiah in chapter 64, verse 8. "But now, O Lord, thou art our Father. We are the clay, and thou our potter, and we all are the work of thy hands." My purpose came from this verse because it gave me the freedom to be who I knew God created me to be, and he created me to worship, to love him with my entire being and everything I have in me. We, as children of the Most High God, are created and called to worship and give God the glory for all things. He spoke deep into my heart about this, and I listened intently. I have and do give God all my worship, from waking up daily to writing solely for him as he ministers to the hearts of whomever is open to the good news of Jesus Christ. And by understanding and adhering to this, I began to worship him through song. Yes, he restored that gift, and I now understand he created me with that gift for his pleasure and his audience alone. We are instructed as disciples of Christ to bear good fruit and to share the love and witness of Jesus Christ, to go forth and teach all nations. As a writer, I am able to reach across the world through a blog I keep called Writing Down Life, where I transparently share my walk and testimony via the internet. Plus, as of this month, through not one, but two books. My first fruit was Mary Pat's amazing story of faith through great loss, and in a couple of weeks, through my own book, depicting the years before Christ and during the first 4 to 5 years of my rebirth, or after death. I get it, before Christ and after death. I'd like to share two poems and two brief passages included in the book, one example from before Christ and another after death. This poem is called Truth, and it was written in 2009. Should one really need to suffer more and more, especially when they don't want to, when they fight it tooth and nail? It's like a flash. Lightning does strike the same place twice. It's as plain as the first morning light. But too many don't want to hear or to see and are afraid of those who dispense truth. Trust is the only way to set oneself free, but it punishes too. And as the Lord led me to include that poem in this book, this is the thought that I had after he did so. The last poem really struck me. Who was whispering these things into my ear? I certainly wasn't writing this stuff on my own cognition. Truth? What truth? Trust? In whom? I was definitely seeking, but what? I didn't know where any of this would lead, but someone did. Recognizing I was flat out stuck in a place I didn't like brought understanding. Something drastic needed to happen in my life for change to occur. Alas, I had no idea what else to do, where to turn, or what was to come of my life going forward, for I was numb and void. Left empty with no fuel left to do this life on my own. Nothing I knew how to do, nothing that had gotten me through life in the past was working. Change needed to come quickly. I just had no clue how to bring it about. That was when I was at my lowest point, is when I wrote that. And the next poem was, I think I wrote in 2011, a couple of years later, after I had recommitted my life to Christ and began understanding how much he loved me. It's called Visit My Heart. Visit my heart. Simply open the door. Don't be afraid, for my love is like rain. Soft and gentle, or hard and pressing, all depending on what you need. Trust that if nothing else, it will bring forth life, like flowers and fruit. My love is all yours if you'll take a chance. I love you already, and you don't even know it. And then in the kind of the epilogue of the of the book, I wrote the following. This was after taking a long walk one morning when I was living in Florida. I desire only to live like the flower, following your light, seeking you out in everything I do and see, to allow your ways to become my ways, allowing your beauty to become me in the eyes of others, just as the flower is pleasant to us. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh. But her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. That is a passage from Jeremiah 17, verses 7 through 8. I want to always remember that I was wilted before I let you completely reside in my heart, wilted before you quenched my unrelenting thirst. Thank you, Jesus, for showing me the way back to my beloved Father and keeping my senses pointing toward him. Thank you for the grace of your heart that has redeemed me, thus making me similar to a blooming flower. For your love, your way, has made me free indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. From John 8, 32 and 36. And God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. Genesis 1, 31b. I pray you know in your hearts just how deeply God desires you, but also just how much bondage he is capable of delivering you from if you are open to receiving the healing, the rebirth. His mercies are indeed new every day. Amen. I am here to attest that if we worship and sing his praises through all of life's trials, it certainly makes an enormous difference. Thank you.